Perhaps the gift that mothers want most this Mother's Day is something you can't wrap up with a bow or put in a vase, and we're not talking L-O-V-E. Two studies released this past week say that top priorities are a desire for more flexible work schedules and more economic security, a 365-day-a-year Mother's Day package. NPR's David Molpis reports.
When the AFL-CIO asked more than 1,200 working women to list their greatest concerns, adequate retirement income and affordable health care topped the lists. The Labor Federation says the survey reveals the high sense of vulnerability working women have about meeting long-term personal needs. Also popping up in various answers is the more pressing current problem, too much stress from longer hours on the job. Half the women surveyed said their workload got heavier over the past year, but only about half of those reported getting any extra pay for the increased responsibilities. In a separate study conducted for the Washington-based Economic Policy Institute, a union-supported think tank, researcher Elaine McRae focused on a goal shared by many women: more control over the hours they work. Flexible schedules are growing, says McRae, but only for women in upper echelon jobs and for men.
Pretty much what I found was that white men have the most flexible schedules, that men with children have more flexible schedules than women with children. By far, the people with the most rigid schedules were single mothers and black workers.
The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics confirms that engineers and college professors, for example, have more job flexibility than secretaries and low-level health workers. Some analysts say the different treatment has less to do with gender and race than with job function. McRae, an economist at the University of Vermont, argues, though, that the current trend works against those who need flexibility the most.
Over the last decade, the boom of the 1990s, that employers began to understand that if they were going to attract and retain highly qualified women employees in professional and managerial positions, then they needed to give a little bit on the scheduling part of the jobs, and they needed to provide more attractive flexibility options. Whereas there is no sense of urgency to provide these kinds of services or perquisites for women who are in lower status kinds of jobs.
McRae and many unions say it's time for government to step in and mandate a certain amount of paid time off for all workers on the lower rungs of the employment ladder.
They need opportunities to be able to take the day off, maybe a bank of days that they could allocate over a period of time in which they could use for sick children or elderly parents or days that the babysitter doesn't show up.
Groups representing employers see a different solution.
There's no question that there is a problem there.
Ed Potter is a senior researcher with the Employment Policy Foundation in Washington. The main problem, he says, is outdated labor laws that allow salaried workers to set their own schedule with their employer's approval, but restrict the options of workers paid by the hour.
What happens is the employer who has an employee who comes to them and says, I need to work 30 hours this week, but I'm willing to work 50 hours next week to make it up, the employer has an overtime obligation.
Many employers support a change in the law to allow workers to give up overtime pay in exchange for comp time. Potter says his group has conducted multiple national surveys on the issue and gotten consistent results.
When you ask the question, would you like the opportunity to go to your employer to ask for paid time off in lieu of overtime pay, 75% say they would like that option.
Unions fear such a change would lead to abuse by employers, and they vow to continue fighting it. Since there's no agreement on a solution, most working mothers are likely to continue to struggle for more flexibility on the job. David Malpas, NPR News.